0-0 at the Brandywell in the EA Sports Cup. Derry City 0, Waterford 0. If you've just joined us here on Match Night Live, supplied to you by Drive 105. Long kick out from Connor, trying to find the head of O'Connor. Then Darren Cole's slice kick just goes straight up under the air. He's got another bite at it. He heads it back, but it's a dangerous one. It's allowed Figuera, and Figuera has beat the keeper. And Figuera has the simplest of tap ons to make it Derry City 0, Waterford 1. As Dee was saying, a calamity of errors by Darren Cole this time. And he's just apologising. Eddie.
Yeah, well, he did. Darren Cole went for it. He tried to knock it back to the goalkeeper. It dropped short. And to praise Figuera, he didn't give up enough.
Throw one's taken quickly. Marty Devine says, any truth that McNamee is sporting a holiday beard? McNamee's on the ball. And he's bundled over. That's a penalty to Derry City. And it's Thomas Holland who looks at the referee in disgust. He just came under the back of Barry McNamee, and that's going to be a penalty to Derry City. Parkhouse steps up from 12 yards and delivers it into the bottom corner. Derry City 1, Waterford 1. It's even Stevens at the Brandywell as we approach half time.
It's a horrible time from a Waterford point of view to lose a goal. But on the other hand, for Derry to get the goal
gets
back.
On the end of it, he's found Jamie McDonough. McDonough's crowded out by three Waterford players, but he's managed to find David Parkhouse. Parkhouse with the shot! Into the bottom corner. It's Derry City 2, Waterford 1. D. You hand it over to me in the first half, and seconds later, Waterford scored. You hand it over to me in the second half, and seconds
24
later,
minutes.
24 minutes. Derry City 2, Waterford 1. Eddie, pick
well,
that one out.
It was not dissimilar to the goal he scored last week. On it was with his left foot.
Step away from the challenge of Gilchrist, and he's found JJ Lunny over on that left hand side. Lunny in turn finds Slevin. Slevin gets his cross on the box. Figuera meets it. It's Derry City 2, Waterford 2. He just snuck in behind the Derry back four and just nestled it under the bottom corner. 2-8 at the Brandywell.
I'm going to credit
with 6 minutes to go.
Sorry, I'm going to credit Michael O'Connor. Great with that. He got the ball down, shielded it, turned inside, held off a couple of players, slipped out to Slevin.
Cole plays the 1-2 with McCrudden. McCrudden's immediately closed out by Chip Dukas. He's managed to find Jack Malone. Malone shifts onto his right foot, gets his cross under the box. Parkhouse underneath this, and Parkhouse gets a touch. Derry City 4, Waterford 2. It might actually have been an assist from the left back as well too. The two boys are nodding their heads to my right hand side.
I think it was an OG. I think it might have been Kevin Lynch when he came on. I think it was Malone done brilliantly on the left hand side, got a pass, turned inside, chipped it to the far post. I think Parkhouse headed it, but I do think
that score
Lynch.
Goals from your own half, boys. He's need to get it upfield as Galvin tries to get away from Jack Malone. Malone bundles him over, but with that, the referee puts his whistle to its lips. It's finished at the Brandywell after extra time. Derry City 4, Waterford 2.
Declan, happy to get through to the final tonight.
Obviously delighted, Paggy. We came in here in January and we pulled a group of lads together that have bought into everything that we want to do at this football club. And you know, over the history of this football club, some of the best teams have won the League Cup, and that was the starting block for a lot of the best teams in the club's history. So the question tonight was, can we now go and make our own history? Can we get to a final first and foremost, where you'll play a top side? Hopefully we have it in the Brandywell. I would like some representative to be there for the toss of the coin. So, you know, over the moon, but ultimately the players deserve huge credit because, you know, there were setbacks in the game. You know, we went behind again, came back, set back again, 82nd minute, 83rd minute when we conceded an equaliser. But our fitness levels are excellent, and we created so many chances tonight that we could have been out of sight by extra time. But look, I'm just delighted for them because it's a fitting reward to get their final in their first year here. You know, our league position's good. Now we're on a final of the first competition, but we'll dust ourselves down now and get ready for Friday in the FAA Cup and see if we can have a similar sort of progress through those rounds. But, you know, tremendous character from the players tonight again, and we play some really beautiful football at times. You know, some of the goals there tonight, if you look at them, will be the highest order. You know, with a lot of young players on the pitch, Jack Malone come on, made a huge impact. You know, but listen, this is a David Parkhouse show tonight. This is something special for that kid. 19 years of age, a major cup semi-final in the Brandywell. And they not only score a hat-trick, but they push on and score four. Look, it's a night that the boys should never forget, but we're so happy to have him. I said it on Friday night. You know, we're so happy to have him here, and I think the sky's the limit for the boy.
course, you said on Friday night, you've no doubt he'll hit 20. Well, there's four tonight. He's on 16 goals in all competitions. Well, he's nearly there.
Well, as I said to him after coming off here, his target now, he's gone up to 25. So, we have to, look, that if a boy doesn't score another goal to, between now and the end of the season, which is highly unlikely, it'll be a terrific season for him. But, look, he's a special talent. He's a very brave boy because even when he misses a chance, he comes back for more, and he's just such a handling. But what a lad and what a player, and as I say, very, very fortunate to have him. But look what's not playing tonight as well. You know, Junior's sitting in the stands. You know, we've other players that's not available. So, look, all in all, a great night for us.
Of course, the man that seemed to be singled out tonight was Jamie McDonough. Didn't have an easy game. He seemed to have for us. Pitt, how was your target man tonight?
Look, it was tough. It was a difficult game on the back of us winning here quite comfortably last Monday. You'll never get two games that's exactly the same. And you know, Waterford came with a point to prove tonight. And I thought they were very good for large periods of the game. They were a real handful for us to deal with. But as I say, look, we have good people here. We have people that work extremely hard on a daily basis. And we've players here that want to be successful. And look, as we say, we're only starting, right? We'll not get too carried away about winning this tonight, but you know, ultimately, we would love to bring and keep the trophy here at in the middle of September. Of course, we would, but this is only a starting block for us. We want to push on. We want to make sure that we're at the business end of trophies getting handed out. But tonight belongs to the players, and I'm so happy for them.
Waterford doesn't make it easy about that. They're a different type of animal tonight. They come at you from the start and put you on the back foot very early.
Well, I said that at my press conference yesterday that, you know, I know Alan Reynolds extremely well, and I know how much a winner he is, and I know he had been hurting from last week, but listen, that was a very tough game. It was a really tough game, but, you know, if we had taken our chances, disappointed with the goals we conceded, but obviously, you know, if we had taken our chances tonight again, we would have been out of sight. But look, we've done it, we've got through, and we'll get ourselves ready now for a big game on Friday night.
Thank you, Declan.